Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage.
Well, you know what that song means. It's 7:12, and that means it's time for us to spend a little bit of time here with Joe and Cindy Farini with My Marriage Matters. Thanks for coming back, you two.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us the story of this listener who thinks their life is kind of like a movie.
Well, we probably all put ourselves in that situation,
sure.
Don't we, sometimes?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know all the specifics of it, but it seems like they have a lot of differences, you know, in their backgrounds and then maybe their growing up. And when we speak for family life, there's a kind of a list of things that we talk about that maybe go into the differences that are in our marriage. So I'm going to tell you those real quickly, and then we'll kind of talk about it with this couple, make sure we address their situation. But things like values, you know, how we've grown up with different values, the different vocations that we've both grown up under, maybe our religious backgrounds, our financial situations, our family history, past relationships, even painful experiences that we've, you know, each gone through, and just that whole intercultural, whether it's a denominational or racial, you know, bringing two different groups together, ethnic, it really makes really for sort of a collision to happen in a marriage. And you know, I'm from actually some of what this couple was saying kind of is a little bit like Joe and I. Joe grew up in the city. I grew up in the suburbs. Joe's dad was a blue collar worker. My dad was a white collar worker. So we brought into our marriage also a lot of differences. And, you know, they're all valid. All of those things are valid when you bring them into a marriage. And if you shared yours and Brian and Kathleen shared what they brought into their marriage, you know, you'd see some similarities as well. And so I think one of the things we have to make sure of is that we say, you know, there's a validation there. You are bringing in two very different things, and those are the things that we need to adjust to. So I'm going to give Joe a minute here too. He has a sort of a good illustration, I think, that will sort of blend some of what they're doing into sort of a package.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you. Yeah, what Cindy said is absolutely true, of course. I mean, clearly contrasting backgrounds almost always eventually bring about some major adjustments for a couple in many different areas of their marriage. But what often happens in marriage, whether you have similar backgrounds or not, is that each spouse is trying to conform the other spouse to themselves and to what their upbringing has caused them to think is normal for them. And this could, you know, include a whole variety of different things, from, you know, who's going to do the cooking, to who's going to discipline the kids, to who's going to pay the bills, and so on. But the fact of the matter is that after you said I do, you're walking down that aisle. You walk down that aisle with an invisible set of blueprints tucked underneath your arms. And upon those blueprints, you set off to build your marriage. Well, of course, the problem is that your spouse also has a set of blueprints tucked underneath his or her arms. Upon those blueprints, they too set off to build their marriage. And, of course, the bigger problem here is that you now have two completely different sets of blueprints. And different sets of blueprints to try to build anything is going to lead at the minimum to conflict and confusion and tension. And that's just inevitable. So how I would start off a conversation with this couple is first to assure them that what they are experiencing is to be expected. I mean, there's nothing wrong with having differences as long as we can begin to value and understand those differences. The question now is, now what do we do at this point?
Yeah, and you know, I think it's a challenge when you get married to even know what things like this to discuss, because so much of it is that blueprint concept you're discussing. It's something you just think is normal, you don't even think to bring up. So, I mean, how can couples even approach this before marriage in a way where they can avoid conflict in the future?
Well, you brought up an excellent point, Brian, because that's where it should be discussed, I think, first and foremost. And so they should have some premarital counseling. There's excellent books that can take them through that, as well as, you know, not just for them to do it together only, but to do it together with a mentor couple or a pastor, someone who, you know, can kind of bring out some of the things that maybe they see as a pastor or a mentor that the couple might not see. Because let's face it, when you're dating, you know, you sort of have stars in your eyes and you're like, well, nothing like this. We will never have any problems. And so, you know, when you go into marriage, it becomes a whole different situation. But one of the things I think would be very important is in premarital counseling to talk about what are the major issues that you're bringing into your marriage? Is it a painful experience? Is it the vast difference of how you've been brought up? You know, kind of nailing down what are some of the biggest things, and then, you know, really discussing those. And then for the couple, really where they're at right now, I would say they would need to do the same thing. What are the, what's the, maybe pick one or two major issues, because you can't tackle them all at one time. And if it's like My Big Fat Greek Wedding, they'll have a lot of them, you know? So, you know, pick one or two and then start talking about it. And then I would probably have maybe five quick little points. One would be, you know, what's the biggest issue? The second thing is each of you share what's important about that issue. What's important for each of you and why? And then a third thing would be each of you share what could the other person do to help better that situation, and then to begin doing it. And that is the key right there. Now, let me just give a quick little example. I'm just going to pick one just off the top of my head. It doesn't have to be sort of the My Big Fat Greek Wedding type of thing. But it, let's just say that, you know, we're having dinner and, you know, it didn't matter in Joe's family. I'm just making this up. It didn't matter in Joe's family if they, you know, ate with their elbows on the table, and but it did in mine, you know. So if it did, and that bothers me about Joe, then I need to share that with him and say, you know, how I feel. But then the issue is Joe needs to try to make that adjustment and not do that anymore. And we're not talking, you know, we're not talking about sin issues, because those have to be dealt with differently. But we're talking about just things that we grew up different about. And I think each of us have to be willing to say, you know what, I could do that for you. Mm-hmm. And that's where I think a lot of people in marriage get stuck, where they're like, hey, it's no big deal. I've got my elbows on the table. So what?
Yeah.
Well, that bothers me. So if that bothers me, could you make that change? And then I should be able to do the same thing. If he doesn't, you know, like that I talk with my mouth full, then I need to say, you know what, I need to work on that particular thing. Now, those are manners. We're not talking about bigger issues, but the principle still remains the same. And then again, like I said, from point number two, you need to then adjust to that. And then really, if you can't, number five would be, you know, get a mentor couple, get a counselor that can kind of work you through those things, which we say that a lot. But sometimes when you're, you know, kind of in the midst of it, it's not so clear. And sometimes we need somebody to say, okay, like, that's not such a big deal. Let's work at something. Let's work at that, but then let's work at the things that are, you know, more of an issue.
Well, I think a lot of times there can be difficulty in having humility in these things. So someone saying, like one of the spouses saying, well, it's fine. You just have to get used to it. It's not that big of a deal. Well, it's a big deal to me, you know? And so how do you even begin to place the other person's value above your own?
Yeah, that's a great statement there, Kathleen. And, you know, for me, I'm a pretty visual guy. And so what this couple needs to do is basically visualize the wall that they have created between the two of them. And they need to understand that what separates them, this wall, needs to be taken down one brick at a time. And so if that helps them to begin to visualize that, they need to begin to do this process of reconciling between the two of them by taking one brick down at a time. Cindy, you want to say something?
Yeah, just that whole humility, that's the it.
Huge. Isn't it?
You say, I am willing to take this one brick down and then this next brick down. You might not knock the whole wall down at one time, but that is so important in marriage, that whole aspect. If you're going to be prideful and be all about like, hey, you know, just deal with it, that is not a good way to go into a marriage where you need to work together. And when you work together, that is showing humility, because you're willing to sacrifice. That's what humility is. Mm-hmm. You know, the willingness to sacrifice one for another.
Great advice again this week from Joe and Cindy Farini with their weekly My Marriage Matters segment. If folks want to learn more, you two, or get connected to you, how can they do it?
Yes, Facebook at My Marriage Matters, or if you want to go to the website, joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com, we love to hear your questions. And the challenge for today would be, you know, take one of your issues and talk about that with your spouse and see what is the first brick that you can take down to take down that wall.
Excellent stuff, you two. Thanks again, and we'll talk to you same time next week.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great week.
Bye-bye.